Good morning. How are you? I'm fine.
I'm doing very well. Today is the National Day for Action for the 99%. What does that mean?
Well, that means that people are going to be out in every congressional district in the United States calling attention to infrastructure that needs repair. We have lots of that that needs repair. And the fact that Congress seems unable and unwilling to pass the kind of jobs bill that will put people back to work. And, you know, we say there's a 99% deficit of jobs right now. And so we want to close that gap. So we want to draw attention to that, Tony.
So the march across I-94, the business loop at East Michigan Avenue. Now, is this in Battle Creek?
No, this is in Kalamazoo.
Okay.
And we're probably not going to march, but we are going to be present at the Veterans Park, actually, that's right there at the corner of East Michigan and the business loop, where there's a bridge that has been declared to be structurally unsound, across which thousands and thousands and thousands of cars travel and trucks and everything, day after day after day. It's a bridge that needs repair. Just recently, we took an infrastructure tour here in Kalamazoo County and passed over several bridges that are considered structurally, have a structural deficit in them, and they're getting worse. I mean, they're bridges that were built in the 1950s. And have not been repaired. Why? Because we seem incapable of understanding that it takes public dollars to do these things, and it takes local dollars. And if we aren't willing to do that, one of these days, maybe a bridge will fall down like it has in other parts of the country.
Well, I don't know if I'd drive my family across that bridge.
Well, you know, it's kind of tough because the Kalamazoo River over on this, in this area, of course, meanders back and forth and around. It's not a straight line, so we cross the river in many places in this county, not to mention as you go out of the county into the rest of Southwest Michigan or even toward Battle Creek. So I think what we want to address to the super committee is you cannot reach some kind of an agreement that continues to neglect both the physical infrastructure that is concrete, but the physical infrastructure that is human beings.
All right.
So when 99% of the population is struggling after, you know, the downfall of 2008, and it got started before that, when that is going on, you cannot, if you turn your back on 99%, you're going to have a real problem further down the line.
All right, we're talking with the Reverend Linda McDonald, who will be part of the process called National Day of Action for the 99%. There's going to be a gathering across or near the I-94 business loop in East Michigan Avenue and a bridge located there, which is said to be structurally unsound. This is in Kalamazoo. All right, let's play devil's advocate. Say they hear you. Say Congress hears you, the super committee hears you. Where are they going to get the money to pay for these this infrastructure improvements?
Well, you know, the jobs bill that was originally introduced into Congress by the Obama administration would have provided for this reinvestment in infrastructure with a tiny tax on people who had at their disposal several millions of dollars of income every year. Not income necessarily from wages, but income from capital gains, from holding stocks and bonds and all those things. And they're in the upper 1%. A lot of the people in that upper 1% have said, I'm willing. I want to. I'm glad to do it. And the Republicans did not allow that bill to pass, because they filibustered it to death. And what we were talking about was maybe a little more than $1,000 a month from people who are receiving in their yearly income upwards of $5 million a year.
All right.
It seems to me that that makes a lot of sense.
Reverend, do you think that the super committee, do you think that your congressman hears you?
Do I think our congressman hears?
And do you think the super committee hears you? And do you think that they care about similar type actions that are going all around the country?
Well, I think a few may care about it, but they're all kind of caught up in an economic theory that says if you cut expenses and lower taxes, you'll create jobs. And I think a lot of economists have been writing about this for a very long time and saying this is not a prescription for success. It is a prescription, though, for deeper impoverishment, for people being left out in the cold in terms of education, health, grandma and grandpa not getting their Social Security anymore. Just remember, what's on the table is things like that.
All right, Reverend, I've got to run, but I got to ask you this last question. This isn't going to turn into an Occupy Wall Street type of situation, is it?
Well, I actually believe, and many of us believe, that the Occupy Wall Street movement has kind of opened all of our eyes to the complexity of the thing, but also the injustice of where we are right now. That it isn't just for 1% to reap the benefit of a great nation and 99% to have nothing or very little. And I'm looking at the Constitution of the United States that I carry around with me, and it is being shredded by decisions that say we're more important than the 99%. And the fact of the matter is the 1% represent people who are in government in both Washington and Lansing. They are at the center of things, and they are making decisions that benefit the 1% because they are the 1%.
All right. Thank you, Reverend.
All right.